Shanti, everybody. Shanti, sister. Well, I have this part now.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking to start first, if you could share your own experience without them, you know, just the experience you have yesterday with Baba at the Murli.
Yesterday's experience was, for me, it was something very unique. Being in Madhuban, we get to meet Baba in every turn, every time. We see that in every Murli, Baba takes us to a different level. You know, it has a different feeling every time. So, I think yesterday Baba was, you know, was in a very good mood. feeling good. And that lightness was there. And Baba, I think we all had that experience, how beautiful the meeting was. And also Baba mentioned about, you know, the meeting is good, but when the time of separation comes, that's not really good, right? No, I think when we were sitting in the hall before Baba came, it was just sharing our experience of 18th of January. I was just saying to the brother who was sitting beside me that, you know, 18th January, every 18th January, you know, like we become very emotional. We remember Brahma Baba, how much we miss Brahma Baba. Okay, we have not met Brahma Baba, but even that, you know, that feeling, that experience is always there. Many of us must have, you know, gone into visions and seen Brahma Baba. But, you know, not necessary that all of us have that vision, but, you know, that deep experience of Brahma Baba being with us and having that, you know, giving that fatherly love and protection, you know, like that type of a feeling I always had from Brahma Baba. So 17th and 18th of January, you know, it becomes a little bit emotional thing for us, for me especially, remembering Brahma Baba and how much I miss Brahma Baba. And I was speaking about that. Then the brother next to me, he said, I'm sure Brahma Baba will also miss all of us, you know, to the same level as we miss Brahma Baba. And the way Baba was saying that when the time of separation comes, you know, it's not that good feeling. So then the brother said, see, you see that Brahma Baba was also missing us, you know, because this is the only time then we are meeting Baba, right? And then Baba also said that I continue this meeting, then there will be a time when, you know, it will be a meeting forever. Means, not on a physical level, but on a spiritual or a subtle level, it's always a constant meeting with Baba. That time would come, but, you know, this meeting in the physical world, in this world is also very good. So I was having that feeling, okay, few more years, maybe few more seasons or few more meetings, and then might be, we don't know what the drama would be, right? So enjoying each and every moment of, you know, that is nowadays it's my slogan. You know, not missing the love. Okay, past was also very good. Past was also very good when Baba used to come in Om Shanti Bhavan and we used to have personal meetings with Baba and we used to have long murlis and all that. Okay, those days were also good and these days are also very good because, you know, in the future we don't know what will happen, right? So I would like, it's always in my mind, I have to take the most of every moment. Whatever is happening now, enjoy that. Make the most of it. So that's what I did yesterday, you know, enjoyed to the fullest extent how Baba was happy to us to see us, and also emphasize that we also be happy. Okay, do your task, but Baba said, khushi. Khushi khushi rehna. We have to be happy ever. But for that, we need to work on ourselves. We are happy sometimes and not so happy many other times, but we need to work on that. And the points I really liked from yesterday's Murali was unlimitedness. You know, it's a deep point. Being in the limited world, sitting in the limited hall, in that thing, but having that stage of unlimitedness. You know, we need to develop that more. Okay, that when we meet the Brahmin family, when we are in the diamond hall, we get that unlimited feeling of a huge family, because we see that physically through our eyes, our unlimited family. But then, do I have that awareness constantly, even if I'm alone? That feeling of unlimitedness, you know, that is important. That is what I took from yesterday's Murali. I need to develop more of that unlimitedness, unlimited feeling, because that is the need of the hour, I think. Because when we are confine ourselves to some limitedness, I think then we are caught in one or the other weaknesses. So when we bring our consciousness, uplift our consciousness to the unlimitedness, then I think we become free from many of our weaknesses, many of our weaknesses. Yeah.
That is very important. I like more specifics, you know.
Yeah.
When Baba says about unlimited,
yes,
what's the meaning,
yeah,
of being unlimited? You know, because when I think God, it means, although He is not omnipresent, mm-hmm, yeah, but He's almost all.
Yes?
He is almost all.
Okay.
The all, you know, it's because He knows everything. He knows much more than we do.
Yes.
So what's the meaning
of unlimitedness?
Yes.
Okay. I think unlimitedness is not getting stuck in the present time. Might be it is the present birth or present time or present situation. Unlimitedness is about thinking about the past, present and future together. And unlimitedness is about thinking of the whole world and not only me. Unlimitedness is about having that awareness of the whole cycle. Always. That is what Baba says. No? Whatever you do, whenever you take a decision, become a Trikaldarshi and then take a decision. Trikaldarshi is knower of three aspects of time. We need to understand why the situation has come, not just stuck in the person. Oh, that person has done like this to me. That person has reacted like this to me. Why? No, getting stuck in the present. You know, that is limitedness. But when I see, okay, why has the situation arisen? We always know it's because of the past. Right? It is because of my past karma that this situation has arisen. So now I know the reason. And when I know the reason, I know the solution also. Right? So when we just uplift our consciousness little bit from the present time, and then look at it on a level of three aspects of time, and I think that is unlimitedness. And unlimitedness is also about not getting stuck with my life and my family. It's like Baba says, the whole world is your family, universal brotherhood. Yeah, but you know, the consciousness is unlimited, but then we have to act locally. That's what we're saying. Think globally, but act locally. Right? So one small step every time will lead us to unlimitedness. So thinking as a whole, I think that is unlimitedness. And Baba is always unlimited. Always. He doesn't have any bias, or he doesn't have any partiality, or he always sees, whenever Baba sees at any soul, he sees the past, present and future of the soul, not just the present. He's always unlimited in that aspect.
Yeah. So, when Baba yesterday was talking about this unlimited family.
Yeah.
Unlimited gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited hall.
Yes.
And etc.
Yes.
Actually, he was beyond
that.
All of that, yes. In front of him.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. It was, yeah, because it's a huge family, because there were more than 25,000 people there. So it was huge. It was, to a certain extent it was unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
sure.
Unlimited in aspects of the whole world, but it was huge. So, but having a family of 25,000 people, it is equal to unlimitedness, right? So having that feeling, okay, one is that the gathering is there, but the other thing is having the feeling of belongingness. This is my family. Whoever they are, whether they are from different culture, different background, different language, different altogether, but looking at them, do I get the feeling that they are my family? That is the thing. Seeing them as a gathering, it's a different thing. But seeing them as my family, that brings that unlimitedness, the feeling of belongingness. No matter who they are, whatever background they are from, but they have recognized Baba, they are BKs, so do I get that feeling of belongingness towards them? That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Because wherever we go, to whichever center we go around the world, we get that feeling of belongingness, right? Okay, this is my home. This is Baba's home. They are my family. Whichever BK you meet, wherever, in whichever center around, in the corner of the world, you get that feeling of belongingness. Right? So that is beautiful. The Baba yesterday was mentioning, this person has also come. So looking at each one, we feel okay. We feel happy, right? So, that is another feeling, because when we are walking on a path which is difficult, as it is said that it is an easy Raja Yoga. But when we are walking the path which is slightly difficult, so when we have companions who have the travelers along with us, so looking at them, we feel good. Oh, this person is also along this path. This person is also along this path. So when we see them, we feel good. And that's why Baba always, praises the people who had helped the Yajna during the initial days, who came to Baba during the initial days, and those who came to Baba now. What is the difference? What is the difference? Now, coming to Baba, it's much more easier. Why? Knowledge is clear. More refined, knowledge is more refined, and we have many people who are walking the path, and we have all the facilities, and we have all the media you know, glare and all these things, and people have come to know about this. But during the initial days, no one knew about the Brahma Kumaris, and they were actually defaming them, right? Like the people didn't like, and they started to scold, and they started to revolt against the Brahma Kumaris, and they never liked white sided people going on the road, and they never liked those BKs. When people are revolting, when people are against us, but even then I am determined to follow this path, that takes lot of commitment and courage. Now we have all the support, infrastructure, but then we didn't have any support. People used to throw stones, you know, they used to just, you know, they wouldn't allow any BKs to come to their family gatherings. So, lot of problems they had, right? But even then, they were so honest with Baba and they followed this path. That was difficult. That was difficult, right? And that's why Baba always praises them. Yeah. So that needs a lot of courage.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, coming back, Baba was talking about the unlimited everything and the unlimited happiness.
Unlimited happiness. You know, as
the same, at least for me, when I start to feel love, many times I get emotion, you know, and at the same time I feel that all that emotion is because I'm still limited, let's say, in many things, you know. But as you become more unlimited, you can feel a lot of love, much more maybe, and still not get emotional. You know, I don't know if I'm right or wrong anyway, but I was transporting this to happiness. You know, when Baba was talking about unlimited happiness too. So, could you share something in this way? Try to enlighten about the unlimited happiness from Baba's point of view.
Okay. Yeah, unlimited happiness. Okay, when you were mentioning about unlimited love.
Yeah.
But then not caught up in the emotions.
Yes.
Right? I think when there is unlimited love, or, you know, love for that sake, I think there is always that feeling, that emotion of getting separated. You know, the Baba was mentioning yesterday. That is a beautiful feeling also, maybe, because when we don't separate, then again we don't meet again, right? The emotions are such, it's difficult to explain those emotions, but emotions are involved in all these things. But you know, that should not go into negativity, that's it. We need to take care of that. One incident I always remember, you know, when first delegation went to Japan out of India for the overseas service, Prakash Mani Dadi, Ratan Mohini Dadi, and I think Anand Kishore Dada, these three people went. And after 3 months, they served in Japan for 3 months, and after 3 months, they came back. Now, that was the first time they were out of India and far from Baba for a long time. Far from Baba for a long time, 3 months. After 3 or 3.5 months, when Dadi came, and she had the feeling, okay, after they landed in Bombay, and then she thought, okay, let me go to Madhuban and meet Baba first, because I haven't met Baba for 3 months now. You know, it was a, you know, that feeling is would always be there, right? But as soon as Dadi landed in Bombay, Baba gave her the message, okay, don't come to Mount Abu, but go to Allahabad, there is a big mela happening there. Lot of VIPs coming there. So straight go to Allahabad, finish the service and then come to Mount Abu. And Dadi really, she didn't want to do that, but it was Baba's Srimad. She had to go. And Dadi, when she went from Bombay to Allahabad in the train, she was crying all the way. All the way. You know, that separation. She wanted to meet Baba, but you know, then, you know, okay, we are human beings. We have our emotions. You know, and we can't say, okay, this is negative. This is negative. It is love for Baba. You know, and that pull is always there. Right? So, where there is love, there is emotion. Okay? But when it becomes much more towards body consciousness, then it becomes difficult. And also then love should not turn into attachment. Attachment. And then that really becomes negative. And I think for unlimited happiness, you know, the feeling of unlimitedness itself gives that happiness. Gives that happiness, because few years ago Baba had mentioned about doing the drill, you know, of five forms. Do you remember? Doing the drill of five forms, of the golden aged form, of the deity form, the worship worthy form, and the Brahmin form, and the angelic form, and the incorporate. These are the five forms that we usually do, right? So by doing this drill of five forms, our consciousness would become unlimited. And Baba had told, okay, do this drill for at 10 times a day or 8 times a day. But they had given that instruction 8 times a day or 10 times a day. When people started to do that drill 8 or 10 times a day, they had beautiful experiences. Because most of the time, our intellect is caught up in the present birth. We always think in the thing of present birth, as Suman Ben, as Sister Suman, as, you know, we always think as in the consciousness of being in the present birth. But when we do this drill, our consciousness is uplifted and it becomes unlimited. Okay, I had taken many births. You know, get that feeling, it's very beautiful. This is just one birth. Before this birth, I had another birth. Before that birth, I had one more birth. So my 84 forms, 84 births, in 84 births, I had different name, different features, different gender, different, everything different, right? So this is also me, this is also me, this is also me. All these forms are me, and today also it's me here. So when we practice that, practice that vision of 84 births, you know, this is just one part, right? But I have played 84 births, 83 births maybe, right? So this is my last birth. So when I practice this again and again, my consciousness becomes uplifted, unlimited. And then, you know, whenever in the day-to-day routine, then onwards, then whenever any situation arises, any problems come, I don't get stuck there because I know how to solve it, because this situation, where it is coming from. So I don't get stuck to all these things. Pity things, small things. Otherwise, my intellect is stuck in small things. Oh, why did this happen? Why this person has told like this? Why this person is reacting in this way? He didn't do this. She didn't do like. No, all these small things we are stuck into. Our intellect is stuck into all these small things. So when this intellect becomes unlimited, the intellect doesn't get stuck. And then that is unlimited happiness. That is unlimited happiness.
Okay, if I understood.
That is unlimited happiness, yeah.
Yeah. It means you are here, but really you are not here.
She wants to ask something.
You want to ask him?
Yeah, you know, like if it is, if I'm worrying about something again and again, you know, my intellect is stuck there. You know, just try to practice more of soul consciousness and practice these, you know, five forms. You know, the intellects become little bit free from these things. And then I think, when we start to worry about small petty things, intellect gets stuck there. Okay, let go. You know, Brahmin life is much more important. You know, like the happiness is much more important. Then also I think we need to give priorities also maybe. To what are the things that we give priority is also very much important. Is it because many times Mama used to say that when you do any service, it is not the service which is important, but it is a relationship with the Brahmins that is important. So whom do I choose? Is it the relationship or the service? If the service having some hindrance because of the relationship, then I have to sort out that relationship to serve better. If I'm doing any big service, but out of that, I'm doing service, but 10 people are disturbed because of that. Disservice happens. You know, 10 people are disturbed. It is not disservice. 10 people are disturbed. I'm doing a big service, but 10 people are disturbed because of that, because either I have not consent them or either I'm going against something. I have not taken the consent of the family before going ahead. So 10 people are disturbed. So that I will not get that success. That's why always Baba says, you know, if any plan comes up, then Baba says, okay, ask the committee. You know, he always speaks about being together. You know, taking the family together. And that is very much important. It's not that, okay, this is a very beautiful plan. Let me go ahead with that. No, we need to take the family along with that. Along with. Then it's...
Just maybe to reinforce what you were saying, I'm always asking myself, who will be with me in golden age?
Who will be with me in golden age?
The Brahmin family or the people who come to the program?
Golden yeah. Age, which like in your first birth or in your last birth of golden age?
Golden age, my first birth, the beginning.
First birth will always be, you know, like pakka Brahmins.
That's the point.
Yes.
Yeah, if the Brahmins are with some bad feelings.
Yes.
During making a program.
Yes.
They will be with me in golden age,
yes.
Not the people that will attend the
no,
program.
No.
So my concern
has to be with the family.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what you were saying.
Yes. We have to take the family together. That's how yeah. It works here. When we get the good wishes, then, you know, huwa pada hai. It's always done. Before, the success is always there. You know, that's very much important. Yeah.
Okay, let's see something more about the meeting, the unlimited meeting. You were talking about to turn the cycle.
Yes, yeah, the spinning five form, the cycle spinning of self-realization. Yeah.
So, it means that one should be actually outside of the situation.
Yes.
wiring, doing
being
things,
a detached observer of the situation.
Yeah.
To become a detached, practice more of detached observation, spinning the cycle, really works, really helps.
Okay. And how to be really detached? Because when things start to happen,
yes,
it's one thing. Mm. The other thing is before, when you were just looking at, and it's different, you know.
Yes.
And can you share some tips?
Okay. The brother is asking, okay, there are two situations. One is that we practice detached observation before itself, so that when a situation arises, it's easier for us to do that detached observation, because any problem comes in our lives, any situation comes, it's always all of a sudden. It comes suddenly. It doesn't tell and come. Okay. For that, we need to practice that being a detached observer. I think to do that, I think bodiless stage will really help a lot, and the spinning of the cycle, or the five forms, practicing of these five forms will really help. But later, when the situation arises, you know, being how to be a detached observer, you know, if you have observed how Avyakta Baba is a detached observer, you know, if something is happening in the hall, you know, Baba is speaking the murli and somewhere some person is screaming or something, he is so detached, he is constantly, he is doing what he is supposed to do. Things are happening what they are supposed to happen, you know. He's so detached. And if somebody is toppling or some person is falling down, so he's detached. You know, like, okay, Baba is giving that energy, but, you know, he's not reacting in a very astonishing way or in a reacting in that way. He knows everything. He is a knower of all, and he knows the past, present and future. He knows everything. He is the almighty authority. So it's easy for him to become a detached observer. But for us, to become a detached observer like Baba, we need to understand that what my role is. You know, we don't have to get involved with everything and anything that is going around in my situation. If I am involved, if I am, for example, you know, in a big setup like in Gyan Sarovar, you know, if somebody is doing something, if I am not connected with that, so why should I involve in it, or why should I comment about that? You know, it's like, okay, Baba is there. It is Baba's yagya. Baba is the master of this yagya. He is the one. So why should I worry about these things? You know? And secondly, it's just, you know, like, if somebody senior to me, if that person is giving a wrong decision or something, a decision which I find or people find it is wrong, okay, and that is the time when people start to react. Okay, this should not happen, that person should not have told like this, this decision is wrong. So, but, okay, keep yourself calm, but let me try to see the situation with the other person's point of perception. Why, if I put myself in that person's position, then we have to look into every aspect and then take a decision. Okay, if that person has taken a decision, respect it, because according to that person, that is right. You know, we can do this only when I get detached from my perception, my ideas and my own feelings. You know? So when I try to look at other person's perception, then I think it to solve the situation, solve the problems, it is much more easier. Much more easier. And thirdly, I think it is about, okay, let Baba do something, na? Let Baba. It is not that I should do everything. There will be a time when everything will be okay. Okay? So let Baba do something. I think we should leave some things to Baba also. It is Baba's yagya, Baba's things. According to Baba, we need to let go of certain things. You know, mm-hmm. Everything, if I try to hold and I try to have an opinion on everything, why should I have an opinion on everything? Why this is happening? Why that is happening? You know, why Baba is there, no, to take care of that. Sure. So, when I leave things to Baba, I think things becomes much more easier. Much more easier. We try to control everything. Whatever is in my thing, we try to control. But let go.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy on those certain things at least, I think.
While in listening to you, I was thinking about three things that can be, I think they are connected. Maybe you can share on it.
Mm-hmm.
One is be detached.
Be detached?
Yeah. And we are saying that we have to be detached of this I between.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. The other one is to be lawful.
Lawful.
Yeah. I think they are connected.
Yes.
And the third one was the example about Brahma Baba,
mm-hmm.
who always, even if he had to correct something,
mm.
and I have a tale from Nirvarbhai that is very interesting about that, he always would try to make that soul, that child, very light, even forget about the mistake.
Yes.
And then when the child would not suffer with any correction, then he would say about, you know,
yeah.
to correct, whatever.
Yeah, giving the teachings after giving love.
Yeah, that's the point. I think that the three things are connected.
Hammering after giving, you know,
yeah.
a little bit of love and then hammer.
Yeah. Could you share
your
seeing about these things all together?
Yeah, it's... You want me to tell about those things?
Yeah, share your opinion, your way of seeing and interacting about with these things, and with other people, of course.
Yeah, you know, like I think that really works. Otherwise, just pointing out the mistakes of others immediately or all of a sudden, it's really, you know, I think that person will get a shock, and it's very difficult. Otherwise, you know. Baba has been giving the teachings in this way. First love and then the teachings. I think that this we have to incorporate in our lives also. If we have to give teachings to others, we need to give love first and then the teachings. That's what Baba says, being loveful and lawful. This should be a balance. Only being lawful and not loveful, life becomes miserable. So balance of both is very much important, and we saw that in Prakashmani Dadi also. You know, she used to give lots and lots of love, but when the time came, she used to show her eyes. You know, she used to be very strict at times, and being close with all the dadis for 4 years in Pandabha, because I lived in Pandabhavan for 4 years, 4-5 years before coming to Gyan Sarovar. So I had that beautiful experiences with all the dadis, with Prakashmani Dadi, with Gulzar Dadi, with Chandramani Dadi, and all the dadis. So it was so beautiful being around dadis all the time, for at least I can say for the childhood of my Brahmin life, childhood of my dedicated life was very beautiful along with dadis. You know, like, but all the Madhuban Nivasis also loved Dadi so much, but also followed Dadi's direction as though it is, you know, like whatever Dadi said, yes, Dadi. You know, they loved Dadi and they respected Dadi to such that level because Dadi gave, Prakashmani Dadi gave so much of love first. You know, once what happened was, you know, like, telephone exchange that's there in Pandav Bhavan now, that was the transport department first. That office was transport department. And when telephone exchange, they thought of installing telephone exchange in Pandav Bhavan, because before that they had to go to the town to make a phone call. So we didn't have a telephone exchange. So then they decided, okay, let us have a telephone exchange installed inside Pandav Bhavan. So they were looking for a place, and some of the brothers said, okay, Dadi, this area is okay for the telephone exchange because it's inside and it's convenient for the people to come there. So, but there was transport department there. So now, if you ask that person to go somewhere else, he wouldn't agree, right? So who will give their department space for a new department? So, but then Dadi called those people, the transport department people, and with great love, you know, she gave lots of love and she said, okay, look, this place I want now for installing telephone exchange, so I'm giving you another place out of Pandav Bhavan now where the transport department is now. So that was a empty space. So Dadi said, okay, take this place and vacate this place. And you know, and they just agreed, okay Dadi, we do that, we'll do that. But and then after that, when we're just having a chit chat, and that brother was saying others, it is just because Dadi asked me to do that, I'm doing this. Otherwise, why should I give this department place for anyone else? So whatever Dadi said means, yes Dadi. You know, that type of respect each one had for Dadi. You know, and whatever she used to say, whatever decision she used to give, everyone accepted. That is because she used to bring everyone together first. For example, if she used to get a plan of doing something, okay, she just wouldn't go in the class and just announce it, okay, this is what the plan is, everyone follow it. No, she would never used to do that. She would get a plan in her mind, and then she used to bring all the Madhuban Nivasis. She used to have a class for Madhuban Nivasis. And then after giving, you know, 15-20 minutes of Gyan class, and after that, she used to say, Dadi has a plan like this. She wants to do this. What do you think? Dadi used to ask. What do you think? So Dadi used to take the plan, take the ideas of people also. It's not that anyone would reject Dadi's plan. It's like, no, taking the family together. It was a feeling of togetherness. It's not that it is Dadi's yagya. No. It is the yagya of each one of us. She used to give that feeling. It is your yagya also. It is your family also. She used to give that feeling to everyone. And then Dadi used to finalize whatever plan she used to think. So that type of a feeling, you know, that feeling of belongingness was always there with the Dadis. It was not, you know, okay, these Maharatis run the yagya. No, it is each, even the small one, small person also used to feel, okay, this is my yagya and this is my program, it's going to happen. Any small program, any conference, before the conference we used to have a meeting. All the Madhuban Nivasis used to have a meeting, and Dadi used to motivate everyone. And everyone used to feel, okay, this is my program. That feeling was also always there. And that is, I think, that is the thing that is taking the yajna together. The feeling of togetherness, the feeling of belongingness. You know, we need to work more on those things now, I think. Because when dadis were there, it was so natural. So, it was easier.
Yeah.
Now we have to bring in that feeling of belongingness now. We just need to work on those levels. Bring that feeling of family. Bring a feeling of belongingness.
Well, it was a wonderful class of managing.
Yes.
Yeah, family managing, I think we could call like that. Anybody has any question? Now would be a very nice moment. No questions?
One is that to be happy forever, maintain that happiness. And also Baba in between said one thing which is very important. Baba said, this meeting is not ordinary. Baba said that. Ye sadharan nahi hai milan. The meeting is not ordinary. We need to understand that now. You know, okay, on a theory level we know, okay, Bab Dada is coming and we are meeting. But when we don't have that experience, it is not only on the thought level, it is the experience that really matters. You know? Or if we just think, okay, it's Bab Dada and it's me. Like, you know, it's dry. It's something very dry. When I really experience that, okay, it's, you know, my Baba sitting there, the Almighty Authority, I really experience that love. I really experience that energy, you know, that really, I take that for a long time. That is what we take. Otherwise, on a intellectual level, if I just have that meeting, that will not stay with me for a longer time. What stays with me for a longer time is my experience. It's my experience. So for that experience, I think, along with the knowledge, I need to have that experience, that feeling. When I have that feeling, then only I can have that experience. Without feeling, everything becomes boring. Everything becomes boring. Yeah? So that feeling is very much important. Yes. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's not about place. I think Baba said about, you know, coming and going. You know, you used to fight.
If you can, if you can say in the mic, just otherwise the translators won't hear.
Om Shanti. When Baba was talking to Narayan Bhai, he said, I'll read one in Hindi, then I'll translate. Koi na koi tarike se aisa sthan mil jayega, jo hum ikatte rahenge. Abhi wa dhundna hai. So whichever way, we have to find a place so that we can stay together. And we need to find that place. So I thought, is there any deep meaning to that, or is just I'm reading too much in between the lines?
Yeah, I think actually everything is set in his life anyway, so it's not a thing about. But I think what Baba mentioned is about, you know, he used to come often to this place and meet the people, because after Prakashmani Dadi left the body, his coming to Madhuban has reduced. So I think that is what Baba mentioned. He has to come often to this place, to Madhuban, and then meet the family, meet Baba. That's what he meant.
What I like is first time I think, as far as I know, Khushi Ka Mahal, which is Palace of Happiness, that word,
yes.
First time he's used it.
Yes.
It's quite beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. There are two hands, huh? Yeah.
No.
So, Om Shanti. Baba always, like you were saying, said that, you know, it was very hard for those who started the Yaya. And of course, you know, they had to go through the hardship that you explained, and I have read about it. But I was thinking that in a way it was easy for them because they have the sustenance of Brahma Baba and Chi Baba, and I think just having them there gave them the strength,
yes,
and the motivation to, I can do anything, and yes, I will succeed. So I've been thinking, I came to Yan about 5-6 years ago, and just to make light of it, I'm just going to say something very quickly. I come from New York, and you know, we had a horrible election based on what people said. And I said to Baba, you know, Baba, Hillary has to win because I don't have a lot of time and I have to catch up. And then Donald Trump wins. And I said, what happened? I don't have a lot of time. And I could hear Baba saying, well, you're just going to have to work harder and make extra effort. But going back to that, I was thinking, I don't feel that sustenance. I feel that I really need, I'm on my own pretty much. Yes, I listen to classes on the internet, and listening to the seniors' classes helped me a lot. But I would like to sit with some of those seniors and ask questions, you know, because even though I get a lot from those classes, for example, Surya Bhai, brother, I'm trying to think of his name, no, I forgot, the one who wrote books about the nectar.
Okay. So what is your question?
So my question is, I'm sorry, I'm going too long. I started in during this visit reaching out to seniors. Should I feel comfortable enough to reach out to them simply because I see them that they're getting older and they're tired? I'm thinking, am I bothering them, you know, asking them to spend a few minutes with me? And I have to say, those who I have reached, they have been available and very loving and gentle and
yeah,
everything. So
okay,
should I continue to do that?
Yes, you should do. You should continue to do that. Because, you know, it's not bothering anyone. Like, okay, if they have time, they would love to answer your questions, answer your queries, and, you know, clarify any doubts you have, or, you know, just support you for in your path. So it's a family. It's, don't feel that, okay, am I bothering anyone? If they have time, definitely they would love to do that.
Yes, because sometimes, yeah, like, I feel that some of the member of the family, they think that, okay, I read them early and
yeah,
I can get everything.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, one is that, okay, we have to self-sustain ourselves to whatever extent we can. But also interacting with the family is also very good, but not too much dependent on others. Okay, sometimes if I get to interact, it's beautiful. But, you know, not becoming dependent on others, dependent on the seniors, or dependent on anyone. We have to be independent.
Right.
So, like, taking some support now and then, it's lovely. Right? It's good also, yes, because it's a family. Right? We take support from each other. but not being dependent on others.
I cannot be dependent because I only can make a here once in a while.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I'm not able to talk to the senior, then my mood is off, I can't tackle my problems. It's not like that, right? So
thank
it's just
you.
Taking support now and then, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was remembering Daddy Janki at the inauguration for Daddy's Park. She was saying that although Baba says that he is not omnipresent, I see Baba everywhere I go.
It's a feeling, right?
Yeah,
it's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's a feeling.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for all the beautiful insights. One thing, I hope I heard it right, when Baba said, Milan ka Milan Manav, meeting of meetings, did he mean that even if there is no meeting or stay in that kind of a feeling? Yeah.
Yes.
Just wanted you to explain.
It's a meeting on a subtle level. It's because Baba said that it becomes limited on a physical level, right? When you have to meet Baba here, then you come to Madhuban all the way, and then once in a year you meet Baba here. But when you meet Baba in the subtle regions, 10 times a day you can go and meet Baba. 20 times a day you can go and meet Baba. You can, you know, you can bother him as much as you can. Baba doesn't get tensed. Okay. So that way Baba meant. Yeah. When we meet Baba in the subtle regions, we can meet Baba anytime, every time. And that meeting has to happen, right? So that is important. That we need to learn to meet Baba in the subtle regions.
And we have a right to do that.
Yes, we have the right.
Yeah.
And it is only now that subtle regions are open. So we can go to the subtle regions. We can go take our intellects there. So, yeah. Okay.
Anyone else? So, I think it's time now. Eh?
Yeah, 12:30.
Huh?
It's 12:30.
It's time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think everybody, yeah. Wonderful sharing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Seeing you gave us back our crowns again. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh Baba, dearest Baba, sowed in us the seeds of time. You showed us how the seasons rhyme. From high to low, from rich to poor, we find ourselves inside your door. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh Baba, dearest Baba, thank you.